KFJC's Pandemic Players presents. The KFJC Pandemic Players performing. Yet another keen episode of Luck Be a Space Lady. An educating misadventure. Brought to you by that purveyor of perfectly legal, within the regulated limits of toxins, toys, Hazmat. That's right. Nothing protects your children from X-rays and cosmic background radiation quite like the lead-laden toys made by Hazmat. When last we left our heroes, they had just wrapped up a visit with Huggy Bear in his new mini Lair Zeppelin. A sleepless night followed.
Marlo, I do wish you wouldn't do that. Whenever someone paces inside me, it feels like they're walking on my grave.
Sorry, House. It's just I can't sleep. Everything feels like it's sloshing back and forth, like I'm still on that cursed Zeppelin.
Understandable. However, pacing won't bring back your surface legs any faster.
Maybe, but it feels like it'll help. Besides, you'd think you'd be used to it by now. At least enough not to complain.
I'm just thinking of the wear and tear on my floors and the eventual cost to replace those floors. We don't exactly have a bountiful budget when it comes to home repair.
Well, not since that stampede of flaming emus ran through here.
You were the one who declined the emu-related damage rider in our insurance against my recommendation, as I recall.
Don't remind me. What's that?
There is a group of four individuals at the door, wearing straw boater hats and pinstripe suits.
Doesn't sound like our normal grocery delivery service.
Agreed. They wouldn't be caught dead in straw boaters, or pinstripes, for that matter. They're more of a paisley and pork pie crew.
What's all the noise?
Good morning, Nina. Did those morons wake you? It's a bit early for pounding on doors.
No, not them. Someone was pacing.
Oh, well, I see you're wearing your maroon jumpsuit. Again, you do know House can spray on any outfit you'd like to wear.
I know. He spread this on. The original needed to be washed.
You could have had anything. And you had House spray on an exact copy of your Space Corps jumpsuit?
Not an exact copy. I'm far too practical for that. This one has more pockets.
More? How is that even possible?
You think whoever's at the door might be trouble?
Not sure yet. Given you're the muscle of the operation, maybe you should check.
However did you deal with the world before I dropped into your life?
I got beat up a lot more.
House, what do you think?
I'm not detecting any weapons, and they're hardly in the best physical shape. Should they be foolish enough to prove hostile, you could more than handle them.
Open up, you! Robotic fig plucker. Iridescent vinyl thong. Microphone condo. Theater arts major. Open up!
Certainly sounds urgent. I'll check.
Hello.
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 Oh dear, it appears to be a personal grooming shop quartet.
It's too early in the day for this.
You mean barbershop quartet, don't you?
Goodness me, no. Such a hateful term. No, this is a personal grooming shop quartet. And you do well to remember that and never use that other phrase again.
Dear sir.
Madam.
Rayor.
Black market purchaser.
Spammers.
We.
At the teeny tiny.
Nanobot.
Repair corporation.
Spammers? I don't understand.
Just punch them and make them stop. Then I'll explain.
Regret.
To inform you.
That due to hacking.
A fatal.
Oof.
Hey, there's no call for violence.
Yeah, don't punch.
Punch!
Punch!
The messenger!
The messenger!
The messenger!
The messenger! Oof! And why do you keep hitting me? There are four of us to choose from.
Okay, I've hit them on trust. Now explain.
They're spammers delivering a junk message.
I know spam. This is not spam.
You used to spam from 100 years ago. Things changed while you were traveling between the stars at relativistic speed. Spam in particular.
With the dawn of AI such as myself, electronic spam simply can't get through anymore. Unsurprisingly, this forced spammers to become more creative. With the deregulation of the mail service monopolies, volume pricing, and the gig economy producing a host of inexpensive alternate delivery services, spammers found they could still economically ensure delivery of their messages.
Hey, we're not cheap, and you'd be surprised how much hard work and talent is needed to take a drab corporate message
and turn it into a rip-roaring personal grooming shop quartet number.
That's right. We may not be expensive, exactly.
But that doesn't make us common.
Now I feel kind of bad punching him. Can we hear the whole song?
No!
Oh, come on. We don't get paid unless you accept receipt of the message.
Please.
One of these days, the Church of the Empty Void is going to make me a saint. I certainly suffer enough to have earned it.
Now, where were we? Oh, yes, hacking, gentlemen. This flaw has resulted
in body repair issues
that at times create the appearance
of gangrenous soft tissue.
In addition, chemicals
are released into the bloodstream,
which inhibit higher brain function
and lead to intense cravings for
socially unacceptable items
such as aged cheese,
Greek food,
and human brains.
But we're offering
a totally free
trade-in program
to replace your nanoprobes with new and improved ones.
There's more, but that's the minimum we have to deliver for the payment.
That was lovely.
No, it was not. But as much as it pains me to say it, the wanting to eat brains part has captured my interest. Can you give me the rest of the message non-musically?
We can, but it really
doesn't have
the same effect.
I'll live with it. The meat of the message?
Here, take this box.
It contains a collection tube and written instructions
to remove your nanoprobes from your body
and send them in for replacements.
Well, fellas, thank you very much for this very disturbing wake-up call. I'll think about the upgrade.
Would you
like to commission
a reply?
We're very affordable.
And can be found
on the singing app.
Tenor.
Under the name.
No, 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 and no. Goodbye.
Hey.
How?
About
a tip.
Tip them.
Fine. Here's 7 centauros to split evenly amongst yourselves.
Goodbye.
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 Well, I thought it was lovely. Certainly more interesting than spam back in my day.
Maybe so, but I'm a little worried about the message. House, how likely is this to be a legit warning?
I suspect this is some sort of viral campaign by the Teeny Tiny Nanobot Repair Corporation to increase market share by convincing people to upgrade.
So there's no real risk?
The odds of the symptoms they describe actually occurring in a user are 8,400,000 and 7-1 against. Though this would explain the strange reports of lumbering pallid mobs that have been cropping up in the news lately.
So there's a chance?
Mathematically, yes. But practically speaking, no.
So these gangrenous goon squads in the news are just a publicity stunt?
Almost certainly.
Almost certainly? Nina, do my arms look a little greenish to you?
No greener than usual.
Oh, good. Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Since you're so worried, I will make inquiries. I know a few servers that work for Teeny Tiny, and more than one owes me a favor. I'm sure when all is said and done, this will prove to be nothing more than a moderately unethical marketing campaign.
Thanks, House. I appreciate it. Now, how about some breakfast? I could really use some coffee about now.
I wish I could recommend that. However, you have a call coming in from Dr. Tulane on the birther line.
The birther line? It must be time.
It's time, everyone. It's... What are you waiting for? Put her through. Put her through.
Marlo, are you up?
I'm up. Is it time?
Calm down. I called using the birther line because it's an emergency.
Emergency? Are the boys okay?
Yes, they're fine. Good governor, you'd think we were living back in the big fed days, the way you fret about this birth. That Nina is a terrible influence on you. We've got the best in-home cesareanist book, with House as an assist if necessary. I'm calling about the boys' future.
Their future? Are we talking about preschool by any chance?
I just got the ping. A spot on the Jules Verne Thornton Academy of Finer Pre-Education waitlist just opened up. We have an interview to claim it in an hour and a half. You need to be ready. Now. I'm sending over a crib sheet for likely questions.
You've got mail.
As well as a summary of the school's philosophy. I used small words and set it in a potboiler pulp mystery audio short story, so you won't get bored and not finish. Gotta say, I love this gig economy. They got me the story fast and for almost nothing.
There's no singing, is there?
Don't be absurd. Of course not. Singing has nothing to do with preschool.
Let me get this straight. You called me on the birther line about an interview for a spot on a wait list?
Yes. Be there in an hour and a half. Be prepared and don't be late.
I'll be a son of a parrot. How rude.
Yes, I have your bags packed and ready to go. And the car is up and running. We're all very excited about the pending twins, sir.
Oh, ED-209. I'd forgotten you were still here.
It's surprisingly hard for fugitive bellhop bots to find welcoming sanctuaries. But in the interest of not overstaying my welcome here, I'm working on it, sir. Shall I escort you to the car?
It's not what you think. False alarm, I'm afraid. She wants me to go to an interview for a school. Of all the... Wait, you told the car we're going somewhere? Which car?
The people pusher, sir. Since I'm usually hiding in the darker corner of the garage, I talk to both cars a lot. And the people pusher really, really wants to get out. It's feeling a little unloved, so I naturally thought...
Of course you did. Well, the damage is done. So much for breakfast. I guess I'm going out after all.
Hello, Marlo. I'm super excited to go out today. Stretch the wheels, as it were. Yes, life on the open road. The road less traveled. Any road, really. Even heavily trafficked. Just so I get out of this dreary garage. And the babies, of course. That's exciting, too, I guess.
Don't get too worked up, Carr. It's a false alarm. The twins aren't coming yet, so no need to rush and overstrain your wood pulp frame.
I prefer the phrase, a biodegradable frame, Marlo. It sounds more environmentally responsible.
Well, all of you is pretty much biodegradable, and that means don't push it. I'm not in the mood to walk. And if you break down, I'll call the Studebaker to pick me up.
There was no call for that, Marlo. I'll be sure to stay within my operating parameters.
Thank you. I need you to take me to the address I'm sending you now.
You've got mail.
But before we go there, Find a coffee shop nearby.
Babies? No babies. Coffee? No coffee. Doesn't matter to me. Just so I get to go out. You'll need to give me directions. You disabled my GPS after all.
Well, if you stopped sending my location to the GPS app and all its business partners, I wouldn't have to disable it.
And if you weren't too cheap to pay for the ad-free version, I wouldn't have to broadcast your location to the app. Besides, you have to admit, it routed us past some interesting billboards.
Those billboard ads were a little too spot on for me. Gave me the creeps. Here's the route.
Email for more friends.
Got it. I see there are 4 Bucky Brews on your list, all equidistant from the school. Do you have a preference?
No, they're all the same to me. Just drop me at the closest one.
As you wish. Marlo, I think we should treat this as a dry run for the actual birth, don't you?
Why should we do that?
Well, it seems like a dry run with me would preclude the need, when the time comes, to consider taking that other car. Honestly, I don't even know why you keep it.
Because it isn't, as biodegradable as you are. When push comes to shove, it could drive right through you and not even notice.
That really hurt, Marlo.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I like both of you and the Studebaker the same amount. You just have different talents and use cases. The Studebaker can get me through a hail of plasma bolts, while your laminated cardstock and wood pulp exterior can't. But don't worry. When the babies arrive, the randomizer will decide which car I take.
Harumph! I think the randomizer has it in for me. It only picks me about half the time.
Hey, are you paying attention to what's ahead?
Don't worry, Marlo. I see them. 0.5 kilometer ahead. Large, lumbering crowd. Excessive amount of flies surrounding them. Peeling skin.
Yeah, that's gotta be the worst case of brute eczema I've ever seen. Jeez. I'm getting nauseous just looking at them.
I agree. They're in definite need of an effective balm. I say, if you think you're going to throw up, I can pull over.
I've taken the liberty of following along on your optical feed. This appears to be related to this morning's spam message. Really? You can stop checking your face and arms for signs of decay. I can assure you, you are fine. And if that should change, I'm in regular communication with your nanoprobes, which would alert me, and then I, in turn, would alert you.
Sorry, I just feel a little itchy all of a sudden.
The nanoprobes report the itching is all in your head. No physical cause present. You are fine.
Say, Marlo, they're blocking the road. Would you like to turbo boost over them?
Great governor card, no! Your software has the hooks and assorted APIs for the turbo boost package, but those are optional extras for higher-end, less biodegradable vehicles. You don't have the bones for it.
Are you sure? I feel like I could do it. I really do.
Just detour around them. Plow into that lot and you're more likely to get cut in half than they are to lose more of that sloughing of skin.
Fine. Happy?
Yes, thank you. Hey, there are the Bucky Brews up ahead.
One on each corner. That's further apart from each other than is usual for Bucky Brew franchises. Which one do you want me to drop you at?
Just stop here and let me out. Keep driving around the block until I get my drink. It shouldn't take too long.
Oh, I can drive around the block but not jump over a mob in the street? Great to know I've got your confidence.
Jeez, this is one heck of a line.
Based on the length of the line and the model number of the barista bot handling the orders, I estimate a 13-minute wait, minimum.
Let's hope for 14. You know how I feel about prime numbers.
Indeed. May I suggest you take this time to listen to the audio story Tulin sent you?
Good idea, House.
The KFJC Gig Economy Audiobook Players present Here's Looking at You, Squid, an audio education misadventure.
I doused my light and froze, listening intently, and I heard footsteps. Did someone know I was here? But there was nothing further, just dead silence. I chalked it up to my overactive imagination, combined with an unfortunate visit to the local aquarium the day before. I flicked my pencil light back and on and swept it over the contents of the now open desk drawer, a pile of papers, innocent looking enough. But I'd learned from hard experience that looks can be deceiving. In fact, I never see a nail trimmer the same way again. So cautiously, I pulled out the top sheet and let my light play over it, exposing its whole cold, hard truth. The Jules Verne Thornton Academy of Finer Education, founded by Headmaster Augustus Wolfgang Flencher, adheres to a philosophy of education through imagination and subliminal programming, supplemented with positive and negative, but mostly negative reinforcement. Of course, that made everything clear to me now. This explained how they were able to kill poor Throckvaitan in the sealed room. Oh no, was that the sound of suckers on polylaminate flooring? Am I standing on polylaminate flooring? Oh God.
I hate to admit it, but this audiobook group isn't half bad.
If you ask me, they aren't half good either.
I didn't ask you.
I suppose it doesn't really matter. As long as the necessary information was successfully communicated to you.
Well, I certainly feel like a virtuoso expert on all things Jules Verne Thornton Academy, a finer pre-education now.
If only feelings counted for anything in this world.
What's your poison, buddy?
Good morning, Barista Bot. What's good here? I was looking for something caffeinated. Enough to wake me up, but not make me too jittery. Can you recommend anything along those lines?
Cough tea is a favorite amongst the more laid-back caffeine addicts we serve. What size would you like?
Better go with a small. I'm mostly awake.
I'm sorry, we don't have smalls.
Medium, then?
Aren't you funny? Don't have those either.
Okay, then. How about you tell me what sizes you do have?
We have tall mall, grand mall, and venti mall, in ascending order of liquid volume. We also allow customization of the level of caffeine, so you always get exactly the kick you need, regardless of size.
In that case, I'll have a tall mall cough tea with the all-nighter dose of non-diuretic caffeine.
Caff or decaf?
I thought caffeine was a caffeine substitute.
You can get the caffeine substitute with caffeine now. Some people are purists.
Decaf, please.
By city ordinance, I am required to inform you that caffeine does not legally meet the definition of a beverage.
It has been linked to halitosis, premature hair loss, impotence, and occasional drowsiness. Operating a vehicle while drinking caffeine-containing products is not recommended.
It's okay. I'm familiar with the warning label already. Just give me the disclosure form to sign.
You get the form when we serve you the beverage-like drink. That will be 14 citeros and 57 centavos.
Also, per city ordinance, if you don't tip, we are allowed to spit in your drink.
You're a bot. How can you spit in my drink?
It's the gig economy. A lot of people will sell us their saliva, especially if they know it's to punish non-tippers.
I see.
Thank you. Here's your cup.
Cup? I ordered a...
Due to recent changes in food safety rules, we cannot sell you beverage-like drinks. Instead, we sell you the cups, which just happen to be filled with the pseudo-liquid beverage-like material. Legally, I am required to recommend you dump the contents out at the nearest semi-toxic waste dump site, and then clean and discard the cup before using it.
Thank you. Sure tastes like real cough tea.
I don't know if you've lost track of the time, but you are cutting it a bit close.
Good governor, you're right.
Given the time constraints and the high probability that your Bucky Brew cup and its contents will significantly shorten your lifespan, I recommend you dump the drink and hasten to reach your appointment.
Okay, House, I'm outside the school gates now. Happy?
Relieved is a more applicable description.
Where's Tulene?
You are in a much better position than I am to detect her. She refuses to wear the tracker we provided her. So you'll just have to keep an eye out for her.
Jeez, this is a terrible place for school. This street is a major thoroughfare, and there's a ton of traffic.
I must concur. This section of the city is designated heavy industrial, residential not recommended, and is hardly suitable for a preschool.
Is that a wood pulping factory across the street? Phew! Certainly smells like one.
Indeed it is. The sawdust in the Old Horse Pulp Foundry Company, to be precise. And that is the Masham and Trasham Bot scrapyard next door to it.
Explains the screaming. How in the city can Tulene think this school is a good idea?
I'm detecting in your audio feed a sound I ascribe with 92.4% certainty as a sewer access cover being opened.
You're right. She came via the sewers.
You're trying to get killed, lady.
I can't watch. She's climbing out in the middle of traffic.
I'm surprised the cars are attempting to avoid her. This really isn't the neighborhood, or for that matter, the street, for that kind of altruism.
I suspect if she wasn't too visibly pregnant, they wouldn't.
Quite likely. There's just something about a pregnant woman that suppresses the worst in humanity. Most of the time.
Dr. Tulene, nice to see you again.
You're here on time. What a surprise.
I hope you brought a change of clothes. Your current outfit reeks of your road less travel, shall we say?
Don't be adult, Marlo. I wore a sewer-proof suit over my proper clothes. Help me with the zipper, will you?
That's a much nicer smelling outfit underneath. Why the sewers? Old time's sake? You're not wanted anymore. Well, you have diplomatic immunity, at least.
It's faster. Traffic has gotten terrible these days, what with the zombies shuffling around unchecked, choking up roads. And don't get me started about the undead behind the wheel. Why are you looking at your hands?
Sorry, just checking for signs of rot or peeling. Nope, so far so good.
You are a very strange man. It makes me weep for the twins' future. And in case you've forgotten, despite my removal from public enemy number one list, I am still technically wanted. My diplomatic immunity prevents me from being held by the police, but it doesn't prevent the inconvenience of being arrested. The sewers aren't patrolled as heavily as the surface these days.
Hey, throw your suit into the sewer.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm not littering. It's biodegradable.
But won't you need it for the trip back, or do you have a second one scrolled away somewhere in your person?
I'll be getting a ride home from you. Goodness, Marlo, you wouldn't make a pregnant woman walk over a kilometer through sewers twice in one day, would you?
No, I wouldn't. And you know it. You could have warned me, though. It's not like I don't have other things to do.
I checked with House and he said your calendar was clear.
Sorry. She distracted me by requesting a complex statistical analysis and then asked about your schedule in the middle of it. I answered without thinking.
Besides, I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about with respect to the twins' education. Well, come on, don't dawdle. This is for the future of your boys, after all.
Hello, and welcome to the Jules Verne Thornton Academy of Finer Pre-Education. I'm Headmaster Flincher. Before we go any further, I need you to sign these.
What are these?
The NDAs, standard practice to protect our educational techniques. Surely you knew you'd have to sign them.
Of course we knew, right, Marlo?
Hey, no need to kick me. Oh, of course, I knew about the NDAs. I thought this was something different.
What else would it be?
Sorry, but you handed me a pen with my NDA, not a pen.
That's right. Too many claims of forgery in the past. Instead of signatures, we now require everyone to sign in blood. Works wonders on the litigation levels. Just prick your thumbs and press them into the yes box at the bottom of the page. The yes box, not the no box.
Oh dear. It looks like your usual habit of fake signing legal documents won't work here. I do have an idea, however. I've sent a request to your nanoprobes to modify any blood leaving your thumb. If they can't modify the genetic signature, perhaps they can add an explosive protein to it that will become unstable and blow up when exposed to air. And they've just responded. They're going with the exploding blood option.
Ouch! That stings. Ugh. Okay, there. Here's my NDA, Flincher.
That's Headmaster Flincher, if you please. Now follow me to my office. It's soundproof, so there are fewer distractions. Oh, how I hate children.
Thank you, Headmaster. I must say the school is about as noisy as I'd expect for a preschool, but that noise is not the most uplifting.
This is not a preschool, madame, but an academy of finer pre-education built upon the precepts of my academic work. You'd do well to remember that.
I've done a little digging on the headmaster. Augustus Wolfgang Flincher was forcibly removed from his college upon publication of his treatise on the education of toddlers. And by forcibly, I mean violently. And with extreme prejudice. He was hospitalized for 6 weeks. It also cost him a shot at tenure. And having read his treatise, it seems he was treated more gently than he advocates treating his students.
Tulene, have you done any research on this guy?
Beggars can't be choosers, Marlowe. But if we get multiple acceptances, we can leverage those to pick a school we actually like. And no thanks to you, we've yet to get a single acceptance.
I do apologize for the noise. It's recess right now. When the children are allowed to have play, they tend to squander most of that time fretting about the end of the recess and the return to lessons. But they'll soon learn to stop that nonsense. Rest assured. Now, to our left is the toddler education and re-education section, which is where our students start their day. Oh, how the young ones love this section. They just scream with delight when we bring them in. And to the right is the swift punishment and negative karma station. The light above the door indicates it's in use right now, so we can't go in. Though I can attest from personal experience that when the screaming and wailing gets to be too much, the Calgon sensory deprivations chambers in there really do provide a moment of blissful escape. When the negative reinforcement buffers are turned off anyway.
Oh, what did I just step on?
Oh, that's just a hazmat let-go block. Wonderful toys made with such enthusiasm.
Yeah, now that I see it, you can tell it's real high quality. I gotta admit, hazmat didn't cut any corners when it came to sharp edges. That really smarted, let me tell you. And I was wearing shoes. Why, there's even a hole in the sole.
That's right. You don't often see quality toys that can be felt and played with through shoes. A testament to hazmat's manufacturing process. While I'll bet even your super strong bodyguard Nina couldn't prize those two hazmat let-go blocks apart.
Well, I don't know about Nina, but I sure can't. These hazmat toys are built to last.
As fun as hazmat toys are, and make no mistake, boy, are they. You'll need to put that one down. Marlo, we've arrived at my soundproof office. But rest assured, that child who left that on the floor will be punished.
It's like saying goodbye to an old beloved friend.
Ah, much better. Please sit down.
Interesting. Our seats are little desks, tiny little desks.
That's right. And until you're accepted at our fine institution, that's all you'll get. Is that a problem?
No, not a problem at all. They're just like what I had in grade school. Makes me feel nostalgic, in fact.
Now give me a moment while I file away these NDA forms you thumbprinted.
House, just how explosive did the nanoprobes make my blood? House!
Ooh. Tricky. You're not going to like this. The nanoprobes got a little too enthusiastic about the request.
Now, this may come as a surprise to you, but not everyone who applies to the Jules Verne Thornton Academy of Finer Pre-Education actually has any intention of sending their children here.
Really? I find that hard to believe. Why ever would someone do that?
How much, House?
Let's just say you should probably exit the office as quickly as possible.
Damn it!
I agree, Mr. Marlowe. Very frustrating. Some parents use acceptance letters as leverage with other schools to gain acceptance, or if already accepted, better terms. My. You seem quite agitated by this news of such blatant fraud. I am impressed by your moral character.
Yes, it's very shocking. So shocking, in fact, I could use some fresh air to recover. Can we continue this conversation on the school grounds, perhaps?
Oh, I'm afraid not. I had to mind the grounds after children kept trying to escape through them, and then, after some parental backlash, fenced them off as well.
To be sure, Headmaster Flincher, we find the concept of such flagrant abuse of the school admission system utterly reprehensible. We would never do that.
Oh, I know that. The fine print on the NDA you just signed prohibits it. Is something wrong, Dr. Tulin? You seem suddenly stiff and withdrawn.
Just a sudden chill. Your office is cold.
Normally I would agree, but suddenly it feels uncharacteristically warm for some reason. Now, we'd better deal with the woolly mammoth in the room first.
Woolly mammoth? You aren't talking about Dr. Tulin here, are you?
Ow! Based on the nanoprobe reports on the damage that kick caused you, Dr. Tulin appears to be wearing some very sharp shoes indeed.
Just as long as the rest of my blood isn't explosive and a kick won't set it off.
Good point. I'll confirm that's the case with the nanoprobes. Until I hear back, refrain from any behavior that might get you kicked again.
I'll try.
You do that.
No. It's an expression. Dr. Tulin, one cannot help but notice that you are due, well, to be polite. Any damn moment now. And your application also reflects a very imminent start date. You've put it off far too long. So I must ask, why did you wait so long? Why didn't you apply when you were considering conceiving?
I understand your confusion, and it is totally understandable. But what you failed to take into account is that I wasn't expecting to be here when I gave birth.
Confusion? Let me assure you, I have not been guilty of that crime since I gave up trying to program my antique VCRs.
No need to get upset, Headmaster Flincher. It's just an expression. Ow!
What did I just say about not getting kicked?
No offense intended, I assure you. Originally, I was told my appointment as ambassador to your fine metropolis would be temporary, and we fully expected to enroll the children in a preschool in Beat City. As you know, the schools there are famous for their music programs. But as you are no doubt aware, there was some political upheaval at home.
Upheaval? That's putting it mildly. I was there and barely made it out alive myself. Ow!
Really? Are you even trying? The good news is you aren't explosive. The bad news is she's doing a lot of damage with those kicks. The nanoprobes respectfully request that you knock it off.
Yes, it was a turbulent time. But that's over now, and my previous residency here leaves me uniquely positioned to act as a liaison between our two city-states, and so I have been asked to stay on. Had I even dreamed of such a possibility before, I would most certainly have applied much, much sooner.
I'm glad you brought up your previous residency, as that raises the short-haired hippopotamus in the room.
Wow, this room's bigger than it looks. Do the hippo and the mammoth get along? I guess they must, or we'd know it, right? Ow!
Do you imagine yourself to be funny? Mr. Marlowe, let me assure you, you aren't. But back to the issue at hand. Not all that long ago, Dr. Tulin, you were quite the notorious figure. Number 3 on the public enemies list after you unleashed those genetically modified parrots on the populace. That's the sort of blemish that can reflect badly on the academy and my teaching techniques. If I were to be approached by a worried parent or board member, people understandably appalled by your torrid past, what would you have me say to assuage their concerns?
Number 4.
I beg your pardon?
Do you hear that?
I was number 4. not to number three.
Hear what? And what is that smell? Do you smell smoke?
May I draw your attention to the filing cabinet behind Flincher and the smoke coming out of it?
How could he not hear the hissing?
I strongly recommend a withdrawal before the fire sprinklers go off. And since you have so thoroughly tanked this interview, there's no way you can safely travel with Dr. Tulane. I've called her a taxi.
You want to know what to tell your stuffy absentee parents about Dr. Tulane, Headmaster Flincher?
And to think I didn't believe you could make this interview go any worse.
Tell them and the board members that Tulane's still in charge of the parents she created. Tell them, at a signal from her, they will rise up, overthrow the government, and install her as supreme leader for life. Tell them, staying on her good side is really the best course of action. I'm surprised you didn't knock your desk over sooner, Dr. Tulane. Serves you right for trying to kick me again, I guess. But I'll help you up anyway, because the sight of a pregnant woman suppresses the worst in me for some reason.
I must apologize, Headmaster Flincher. Marlo has been under a great deal of stress.
I don't care. If you think there is any chance of your children getting on this wait list, you are sorely...
Can't you hear it?
Hear what?
Can't you both hear it? Open the filing cabinet. Here. It's the hissing of his hideous NDA agreement. Quantaline, run!
What in the name of the governor?
That wraps up this week's exciting episode of Luck Be a Space Lady, sponsored by Hazmat, maker of fine toxic toys for tots. Tune in next week when a larger-than-life friend from this past calls on Marlo to settle an old score.
There's a woolly mammoth at the door.
Uh-oh.
You've been listening to Luck Be a Space Lady, an Educating Misadventure, written by Ian Dudley and performed remotely over Zoom by KFJC's own Pandemic Players. This performance was produced by KFJC's Ann Arbor and directed by Nico Moonbeam. The cast included Slarty Bartfast as Marlo, a grizzled but honest private eye, and the Apinator as House, Marlo's smug AI. Nico Moonbeam embodies the power of his feminine side to play Nina, Marlo's tough-as-nails bodyguard. Dr. Tulane, our extremely pregnant scientist ambassador by Medusa of Troy. Ann Arbor inhabits People Pusher, one of Marlo's AI-imbued cars. And ED-209, a fugitive bellhop trying to be helpful while hiding out in Marlo's garage, is played by Kimbrosia. Mr. Slippy plays Rangoon, our fictional private eye and star of one of Tulane's audiobooks. And DJ Betsy voices Barista Bot. Make sure to tip her or she'll spit in your drink. Headmaster Flincher is voiced by Dominic Trix. The radio announcer is played by Devlin. Our quartet of musical spammers included Mr. Slippy, Ann Arbor, Deuce of Troy, and Betsy. Sound design and editing by Devlin. The music bed for this performance included the songs Ori by Black Book, The Unveiling by Sophia Shen, Head in Utopia by Mayim Kralik, Strawberry by High Person, and Moon Grace by Jan Verstraten. Stay safe and stay tuned to KFJC for the next newfangled and old-time radio drama by KFJC's Pandemic Players. See you soon.
Scene.
The end. Yay, with 10 minutes to spare. All right.
There's a lot of internet, like, blah, 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 garbled in there. That was like, yeah.
So here's the funny thing. I thought the glitches when Betsy was talking as Barista Bot actually worked.
Yeah, I did too. Some of them did when you could hear the words.
Yeah. Some of them actually did work to make her bot a little more botish. Yeah.
How am I going to do the kicking sound? Anyone got a good kicking sound? It's like a squished watermelon or something.
All right. And you know what? I thought the spammers went well tonight, actually.
Yeah, I'll have it done in 5 minutes.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
That sounds like a Three Stooges routine.
Yes.
It is a Three Stooges routine.
Yeah, which is what we were trying to do for quite a while.
Barbershop quartet. Like, that's how they would open up.
Sorry, I had to get some dinner.
Okay. All right, so let's take it from the top of page 7. Door creaking. 7.
7?
Door.
No, it says 6.
Top of 7. Doors creaking, and I get to say.
Yes, hold on. Everybody there? Spammers, ready? Door creaking open.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, I thought it was lovely.